I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNSS FM HD1 Clearwater. KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A Las Vegas man was arrested at a security checkpoint outside a rally for former President Trump in California.
The 49-year-old man was driving an unregistered black SUV with what police say was a homemade license plate when he was pulled over. Riverside County deputies say they found weapons as well as several passports and driver's licenses with different names inside that SUV. Sheriff Chad Bianco wouldn't say what he thought was going through that driver's mind, but said, "We know we prevented something bad from happening." The man was arrested on suspicion of possessing a loaded firearm and possession of a high-capacity magazine. He's been released on $5,000 bail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A 27-year-old man is dead after he was shot and killed by law enforcement officers northwest of Wichita. That was Saturday morning in the 6900 block of Childs, near 45th Street and Ridge Road. Officers found a man in the front yard of a home wearing ballistic body armor. For more than an hour, officers and the sheriff's deputies tried to de-escalate the situation. The man repeatedly entered and exited the car he was driving up and down the street. Sedgwick County Sheriff Colonel Keith Allen says the situation came to a head at about 8:15 on Saturday morning.
Suspect exited his vehicle and began charging at officers, and officers did return fire at the suspect, striking him, and the suspect did die on scene.
Colonel Allen could not say if the man was armed. He says that will be part of the investigation.
Police and emergency services responded to a fatal shooting in South Wichita shortly after midnight Saturday morning in the 4200 block of South Hydraulic, the Emery Gardens apartment complex. Officers found one man suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Marco Gonzalez Arias. During an investigation, police located a 22-year-old suspect with stab wounds who had fled the scene. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. He has since been arrested.
A man is dead after an apartment fire Saturday night in East Wichita. Firefighters called to the 2700 block of East 9th at about midnight. The victim located during a search of the structure, and EMS pronounced him dead on the scene. No further details available.
The Wichita City Council is considering giving the Wichita Police Department more money for flock cameras and gunshot detection technology.
The WPD wants 31 more flock safety readers. They take photos of license plates to try and track suspects and stolen vehicles. Wichita Police said it first started utilizing flock technology in November 2020, and since then the devices have led to the recovery of $5.4 million in stolen property and clearances of numerous violent crimes, including homicide. Council members are also considering whether to expand a gunshot detection system. The WPD said it began using flock Raven gunshot detection devices in places considered hotspots for gun crime in 2022. The cost for both of these requests from the WPD is just over $186,000 for 1 year. The council will discuss them at their meeting on Tuesday. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Central Florida to survey damage Hurricane Milton left behind and reassure residents that help is coming.
President Biden toured by helicopter and by car areas of St. Petersburg hard hit by Hurricane Milton and took time to greet first responders. The president said he wants to get this and other areas back on their feet, and that starts with debris removal.
To clear roads, to get wreckage into the two hurricanes off properties, and so more folks can return home
and business can receive much-needed deliveries of food, fuel, medicine, and other essentials.
As part of rebuilding storm-ravaged infrastructure, the president announced more than $600 million will go to affected areas, in part to reinforce power grids and reduce outages in future storms. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Many Native Americans across the U.S. will come together for Indigenous Peoples Day to celebrate their history and culture and acknowledge the ongoing challenges they face with a focus on the election. There will be events today ranging from a voting rally in Minneapolis to a public talk about the Native vote at Virginia Tech. While it is not a federal holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day is observed by 17 states. This is also Columbus Day, which is a federal holiday.
The back-to-back hurricanes are sparking proposed changes to state election deadlines.
Lawmakers in North Carolina are giving some voters additional options to cast early ballots as they clean up and recover from Hurricane Helene. A state disaster relief package includes a provision allowing voters in 25 hard-hit counties to request an absentee ballot up until the day before Election Day and drop off ballots at any early voting site in the state. But federal judges in Florida and Georgia denied requests from civil rights groups to extend voter registration deadlines. Attorneys for Georgia argued a one-week extension would cause an administrative burden. A judge in Florida denied a request to reopen the state's voter registration window. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Speaking at a rally in Prescott Valley, Arizona, former President Donald Trump acknowledged early voting opening in Arizona.
Early voting by mail and in-person opened in Arizona earlier this week. So if you have a ballot, return it immediately. And if not, go vote. Get your you-know-what-up and vote. The minute the polls open tomorrow, you'll be there. And get everyone you know, because we want to take back our country.
Early voting started October 9th in Arizona.
It's not been smooth sailing this year at a balloon festival in New Mexico.
The 52nd Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta was marred this year by four incidents. One balloon partially caught fire Saturday after hitting power lines landing at a construction site. Fiesta officials reporting no injuries. On Friday, a balloon pilot with two passengers struck a radio tower west of Balloon Fiesta Park, knocking it down. The pilot and passengers not injured. Wednesday, a person reportedly did suffer a head injury when a balloon struck a large tree. And Tuesday, nearly 13,000 customers were without power for almost an hour after a balloon bumped into a nearby power line. The fiesta ended Sunday with a drone show. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And our first look at our Monday morning traffic commute here with Steve and Ted. As we take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, looking at the one up north at I-135 and 21st Street, things running smoothly there. We do have a couple of incidents this morning. We do have utility crews downtown. We have a water main break in the 700 block of North Main right by the American Red Cross building. So we got utility crews there, water main break on North Main Street. And we've had the report of a disturbance in the 1400 block of South Martinson. That's just to the southwest of McCormick and Seneca. A man says his neighbor hit him with a blow dart.
Uh-oh.
So we got a disturbance going on there in the 1400 block of South Martinson. At the traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly sunny skies for your Monday. High of 69 degrees after a noticeably cooler start this morning. Definitely going to need those jackets before you head out the door. Northeast wind going to be light as it switches out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently, we have a few clouds. 48 degrees. Northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 here on this Monday morning. We had a sunny weekend across south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature Sunday was 77 degrees. Normal high 72. Wow. By the way, Wichita precipitation is now more than 9 inches. below normal for this time of year, 9.08. And it looks like we could get some rain maybe later in the week. That balloon thing out in New Mexico, it's a huge deal every year.
There's always
somebody hitting power lines and so forth. There must be a skill to flying those things. I had a friend who did that for several years, and I don't think he ever had an accident of any kind. This is the 14th day of October, and it is Columbus Day. It is a holiday. I don't know if we have mail delivery or not. You know, Ted?
Well, you wouldn't think so. Not on a federal holiday.
Obviously, it's not a federal holiday here at Odyssey, where Ted and I are slaving away over hot microphones this morning, right, Ted?
It's not on our company holiday calendar?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
No. On this date in 1964, in one of the greatest upsets in Olympic history, American Billy Mills won the 10,000-meter race at the Tokyo Summer Games. Who was Billy Mills, Ted? He was a Sioux Indian.
Yes.
He went to Haskell and graduated from the University of Kansas.
KU, yep.
He was also a United States Marine. That's an outstanding guy.
It's a great story.
Yeah, he was quite a hero. That was on this date in 1964. The NFL's aggressive international growth plan could include holding a Super Bowl outside the United States for the first time. Commissioner Roger Goodell has shot down the idea, but he said Saturday at a fan forum in London that it's a possibility. He says, it wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens one day. Goodell floated the idea as he outlined a plan that could include playing 16 international games every year if the regular season expands to 18 games. He adds that he has no doubt that Ireland will host a game soon. He named Rio de Janeiro as a likely new host.
Hmm.
Let's go down to Rio and play a little football. I don't know.
They already play a lot of foreign games.
Yep.
They've done Mexico City, done Germany, done London.
A woman from China has pleaded guilty to attempting to smuggle 29 eastern box turtles, a protected species, across a Vermont lake into Canada by kayak. This is quite a story. A Border Patrol agent's affidavit says when Juan Ying was arrested on the morning of June 28th at an Airbnb in Canaan as she was about to get into an inflatable kayak with a duffel bag on Lake Wallace. The agent searched the bag, found 29 live eastern box turtles individually wrapped in socks. Court documents say the law enforcement found communications on her telephone showing that she tried to smuggle the turtles into Canada so that they could eventually be sold for profit in Hong Kong, scheduled to be sentenced in December. There you go. Smuggling 29
a lot of work.
Turtles, each individually wrapped in a sock. All right, Ted, quite a weekend.
Why would you have to smuggle turtles into Canada? Aren't there enough turtles in Canada already?
I would think they have a turtle glut up there, but I
think.
Don't.
Maybe the pipeline runs through here.
Yeah. The yesterday, Shelley and I got out in the midday. We were going to go do something or other, and, well, it was about, I don't know, 12, 12:30. We just couldn't get there from here. You couldn't get anywhere. Not in Riverside. Had all the streets blocked off for the Ferry Fire run.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even think about it. So, we had a detour a couple, 3 miles to get around and go to the place we're going to. But, man, it was sure balling up traffic. And I went past it, down with several different locations where they had the cones out there and everything blocked off. Never saw a single runner. I don't know. Are we doing way too much on that? I don't know. Seems like
it gets pretty typical marathon protocol.
If you're going to do it right through the middle of town, yeah. All right. So anyway, we got to where we were going, and I'm sure they had a great race yesterday. Gosh, the weather was extraordinary.
Sure was.
Wow. Coming up on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
And as we get going, we'll take a look at a big day yesterday for Shocker volleyball at Coke Arena. Shocks taking on Florida Atlantic. And the first two sets were horrible.
Ooh.
Florida Atlantic easily won sets 1 and 2. Would the Shockers go down quickly? Nope. Coach Lamb had a plan, and the Shockers were able to come back and win the final three sets. Beat Florida Atlantic in five, 3-2, 16-14 in that final set. My goodness. Freshman Alyssa Gonzalez with a career-high 19 kills, a 341 attack percentage to go along with that. Senior Izzy Strand dishing out 55 assists. And Morgan Stout kind of woke up and really led the Shockers in those winning sets. 15 kills and four block shots. 1,200 fans at the game, at the match yesterday at Coke Arena. Shocker volleyball team now 4-2 in conference play, tied for third place in the conference standings after that win yesterday. And we'll talk college volleyball tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Show with Shocker head volleyball coach. 6 o'clock tonight, Mike Kennedy will host that one, play-by-play voice of the Shockers. Coach Lamb Show, that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH at 6 o'clock tonight. After that, it's Monday Night Football, 7 o'clock on KFH. Got the first place Buffalo Bills visiting the New York Jets. Both teams coming off back-to-back losses. Expected to be close. The Bills are only favored by 1 point on the road in that one. Monday Night Football tonight over on KFH, Bills-Jets. Speaking of pro football, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs atop the league, undefeated, 5-0. The Minnesota Vikings are also 5-0. And after that, you don't have many one-loss teams left in the NFL, chasing the Chiefs and the Vikings.
The Houston Texans improved to 5-1 with their first-ever victory at New England. Houston knocked off the Patriots 41-21. The Pats have dropped five straight. The Detroit Lions clobbered the Dallas Cowboys 47-9. Detroit is 4-1. Dallas has lost four straight home games. Three quarterbacks each threw four touchdown passes. Chicago Bears rookie Caleb Williams was one of them. Williams led the Bears past Jacksonville in London, England, 35-16. Green Bay's Jordan Love guided the Packers over Arizona, 34-13 at Lambeau Field, and Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield found the end zone with regularity. The Bucs down the Saints, 51-27. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
And other NFL action yesterday. We had Sunday morning football in London yesterday. The Chicago Bears beat Jacksonville 35-16, and some local connections for the Bears on the defensive line. Austin Booker, the rookie from the Kansas Jayhawks, had three tackles. Among 29 snaps he played in the game. Good ratio there. At running back for the Bears, Khalil Herbert, another Kansas Jayhawk. He played quite a bit on special teams and at running back. And at tight end for the Bears, Gerald Everett from Hutchinson Community College. Got some playing time at tight end and special teams as well. Three wins in a row for the Bears. They're now 4-2 on the season in the number 8 spot in the NFC. The Kansas Sports Hall of Fame yesterday holding its induction ceremony for the year in Topeka. A dozen new inductees, including former Wichita State men's basketball coach Mark Turgeon, led the Shockers to the Sweet 16. And East High School grad Ron Nugent, who was an All-American swimmer at KU. Among the inductees yesterday at the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Topeka. Got a birthday today for you. How about former Wichita Wings head coach Charlie Cook is 82 years old today. A legend, a soccer legend in Scotland, the Bonnie Prince. He coached the Wichita Wings in the mid to late 1980s. Happy birthday to former Wings coach Charlie Cook, the Bonnie Prince. He is 82 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Pool safety. That's on the way. Dan, traffic and weather coming up. Steve is hit in the morning.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Monday morning. Gasoline prices are decreasing across the country. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices went down 2 more cents over the last 2 weeks, now average at $3.26 a gallon.
Right now, the low average in our survey is Houston at $2.67, and the high is San Francisco Bay at $4.85.
But oil prices surged up 17 cents per gallon to now exceed over $7 a barrel. Lundberg says the wars in the Middle East are causing the price of oil to increase.
Charges have been amended in a woman's shooting of her son after the 16-year-old boy died. The shooting occurred last Wednesday in the 9100 block of East Harry. The boy's 46-year-old mother was arrested after police alleged that she shot him. Officers say the charges against her are being amended to include second-degree murder.
The University of Kansas instructor who was criticized for making a politically charged statement in class has left the university. The comments, which garnered over 2 million views in less than 7 hours on X, show the professor speaking in a university lecture hall. In the video, you can hear him express what he called his frustration.
There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works.
According to a KU spokeswoman, Philip Locock was a lecturer in the Department of Health, Sport, and Exercise Science Department.
As the presidential election approaches, many voters have an idea in their minds about what we're looking for in a potential candidate. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears was asked what is important to her in a presidential candidate.
For me, this election is about, yes, economic development, jobs creation, you know, money in my pocket, all that. But it's also about how are you going to keep us safe and secure? Because you can't have economic development, job security, and all of that unless you know that the country is safe.
Winsome Earle Sears was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Democrats push to maintain the Blue Wall.
The Blue Wall bus tour starts in Wisconsin, as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be joined by other governors like Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, and Wisconsin's Tony Evers. The group of Democratic governors will also hit Michigan and Pennsylvania. The Blue Wall makes reference to the states Democrats were able to win in 2020 that will be key once again this year. After former President Trump won all three in 2016, former President Trump is scheduled to attend rallies in Pennsylvania and Georgia this week. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Boeing is cutting 10% of its workforce. The job cuts include executives, managers, and employees. Company says the cuts come after 5 weeks of strikes by machinists. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly sunny skies for your Monday. High of 69 degrees after a noticeably cooler start this morning. Definitely going to need those jackets before you head out the door. Northeast wind going to be light as it switches out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a few clouds. Northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 here on this Monday morning, and just about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted. We'll find out what I bet she's been busy again this weekend. Every time we check with her on a Monday, she has been like running her legs off all week
long. Keeps a busy schedule.
Yeah. She never slows down. The 14th day of October, on this date in 1947, U.S. Air Force Captain Chuck Yeager became the first test pilot to break the sound barrier as he flew the experimental Bell XS-1 rocket plane over Muroc Dry Lake in California, 1947.
And immortalized at the beginning of the movie, The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
On this date in 2012, retired Air Force Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, at the age of 89, marked the 65th anniversary of his supersonic flight by smashing through the sound barrier again, this time in the backseat of an F-15 that took off from Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. So he decided, I'm going to go up there another time. He's 89 years old. Went for a fun ride, breaking the sound barrier again. The inflationary weary shoppers still may wait until the first weather snap to get a basic sweater, but when it comes to seasonal items. A growing number of consumers increasingly wanting to jump on scents and flavors from Halloween to Christmas earlier and earlier. Stores of all stripes, from food retailers like Whole Foods Market and local regional grocery player like Stu Leonard's to Bath & Body Works, are throwing the official retail calendar out the window as a result. They're pushing Halloween costumes in July instead of September and featuring eggnog starting in early November instead of early December. I haven't really seen a big display of eggnog anywhere, but just echoing what they had to say there. Let's see, this weekend in our neighborhood over in Riverside, we were driving around, said a couple of streets we hadn't been on in a while. I saw a 10-foot skeleton in somebody's front yard. I didn't know they make them that big. They do. I don't know how you get one unless you go online and say, I'd like a 10-foot skeleton, please, and order one up. But yeah, this is a yard that was filled with skeletons, and they had one close to as tall as this room, maybe taller. That was one big skeleton. Then I was in Home Depot yesterday. I went out there to look for something, and they had their Christmas figures for the lawn up, you know, all kinds of weird. They had a Santa Claus that go about 8 or 9 feet up. I mean, huge Santa Claus. I don't know how you can lift that and put it in your yard. But there it is. All kinds of decorations for Halloween and Christmas. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? An annual event in Maine involving mud, beer, and cash has once again drawn dozens of eager competitors. More than 30 couples participated Saturday in the North American Wife Carrying Championships. The raucous, politically incorrect event involves embarking on a 278-yard race, during which contestants splash through water, leap over logs, and trudge through mud, all while carrying their partner like a sack of potatoes. Basically, they just have put their arm up and they wrap themselves around the arms. That's the way they do it, I think. The championship is based on Finland's Ronkinen the Robber, whose gang was known to pillage villages and carry away the women. Traditionally, the Finnish event featured male competitors carrying a woman. However, Saturday, competing couples didn't have to be married, and the couples didn't even have to be a man and woman. So, just couples carrying your wife or your whatever. There,
all sorts of variations.
Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Okay, let's see here. What else we got going? Oh, just wanted to mention, you mentioned a birthday a while ago. Yeah, you mentioned one that was yesterday, I guess. Hank Schiestel had a birthday, right?
Well, I didn't mention it, but you're mentioning it now.
Oh, you didn't. That's what I was going to say. I thought you did not. So I thought
not on the air.
Okay. Is it all right if I mention it?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
I can take it back. We can hit the delay and cut it up. Hank Schiestel's having a birthday. So who is Hank Schiestel, you say? Well, he was a quarterback at Wichita State in football many years ago, and one of the best. And at one time, he was one of the top guys in the country in his senior year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He put up some pretty neat numbers for the Shockers in his career.
Then he played a year with the New York Giants.
A little bit in the NFL. Yep.
And I got to know him working with him at Bright Voice several years ago, and it was fun. We got to get to be buddies over there. So good luck to Hank. I'm sure he's having a great day. He played with the Tuna over there, I think, 63, when they had a great football team. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Back on Friday, the cattle complex had mixed trading. The close was negative for the live cattle, but mixed for the feeder cattle. The cattle complex looks toppy to me as they are unable to rally back on Friday, even with the lower grain futures prices we saw. A cash cattle trade last week was steady to slightly higher. Lean hogs made some new highs for the current move to the upside and closed positive. At the close Friday, December live cattle down 70 cents at 187.57. November feeders down 15 cents at 249.80. December lean hogs 70 cents higher at 77.65. Now, the USDA supply and demand report Friday held no big surprises, but definitely did not have any price bullish news for the grains. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures had early upside Friday, but closed negative. The corn and soybean futures made new lows for the current slide on Friday. The Dow on Friday scored a new contract high. Now, today is Columbus Day, a government holiday, so most reports will be delayed till Tuesday. Frost is in the forecast for early Wednesday morning. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat, 2 pennies lower. 602.5, December corn down 2.75 at 413, and November beans down 4.5 at 1001. November crude oil trading $1.68 lower at $73.88. December gold down $4.60 at $2,671.80. December S&P is 10 points higher at 5,870. The December dollar index 27 cents higher at 102.95. And December Dow Jones futures 60 points lower at 43,083. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, have you gotten an opportunity to get out and cruise the Augusta neighborhoods and looking at the Halloween decorations?
Well, I drove by and saw a few. I wasn't really going out looking for
them. You weren't?
Them,
you didn't take it? Okay, I got you. Did you see anything outstanding? Anything really caught your fancy over there?
Oh, we've got some people that get pretty creative with some of the stuff they put in their yards, and they make some really interesting exhibitions.
I don't know where you buy all these the skeleton models or whatever, but it's a place over in the neighborhood, Riverside neighborhood. They got, I don't know, several dogs, cats, children. I mean, every size, shape, and skeleton you can find. They crowded about 15 of them into a 10-square-foot place. Man, people are getting into this. They like to decorate. Used to be you know, put up a couple of lights at Christmas time and call it good, but not anymore.
It's a big business now.
Big business. Wow.
Have you been
big
over?
Dollars.
Been over to Eastboro where they're putting up the big spaceship in their driveway?
Oh, they're putting a spaceship?
Yeah, the Martians have landed. Yeah, I've been watching the construction of the big spaceship.
Really?
Over there at just east of Douglas and Woodlawn.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, I could drive straight east to here where we are and go right over there. Right?
Yeah, I do every day.
About a block, mile and a half or something over there.
Watching them build the spaceship in the big driveway there.
Ooh, the Martians are landing. All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. The key to your financial plan. That's on the way. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 646 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A 27-year-old man killed in officer-involved shooting northwest of Wichita.
Two.
A man shot to death, another man stabbed in South Wichita.
One.
Heavily armed man arrested near a Trump rally. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Monday morning commute on Columbus Day. We do take a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at Central and 127th Street East. We have had some slowdowns just to the west of that intersection, maybe even a little closer to Central and Greenwich. But that's a look at your traffic cam. Of course, this morning, once again, water main break downtown, 700 block of North Main near the American Red Cross building. And police on the scene of disturbance southwest of McCormick and Seneca, 1400 block of South Martinson, where a man says a neighbor hit him with a blow dart. That's your traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 63 degrees. Now a few clouds. Northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're now one day closer to driverless taxi cabs.
Fox on Tech.
Tesla rolls out its long-awaited driverless robo-taxi prototype. CEO Elon Musk showcasing some 20 cybercabs at the reveal in Burbank, California, sharing his plans to launch the futuristic-looking two-passenger robo-taxi built specifically for self-driving. Cybercabs, which he projects would be available before 2027, feature induction charging and have no steering wheels or pedals, meaning they'll need approval from regulators before going into production. The anticipated price point less than $30,000, which Musk muses could make it more valuable than a traditional passenger vehicle.
If they're autonomous, they could be used, I don't know, five times more, maybe 10 times more.
The SpaceX founder also showing off a robo-van designed to autonomously move up to 20 people. With Fox on Tech, I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Another record-setting day on Wall Street Friday.
The major averages ending higher for the day in a week, with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new records, and as big banks delivered upbeat earnings, and as another inflation update was mostly tame. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the green, with financials and industrials the biggest gainers. Bank stocks popped today following strong earnings from J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. The Dow winners, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Apple, and IBM. The Dow up 410 points for its 36th record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 61. S&P 500 up 35 for its 45th record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The key to your financial plan. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, there is one critical assumption that you need to make when you create a financial plan. How long will you live? Now, without a projected longevity date, we can't make projections on your wealth and how you'll create income before you leave this earth. Well, life expectancy is the foundation of any financial plan. And since no two investors are alike, you need to have an honest conversation with yourself about your own longevity. The current average life expectancy for a woman in America is 79. For men, it's just 73. For financial planners, it's easy to use a conservative number like age 95, because if we overshoot the averages, then we can create a plan that will outfund our average lifespan. But with a little work, you may be able to be a bit more precise and build a plan that actually fits your health, lifestyle, and family health history. Take a deep dive into your parents' and grandparents' health history. Is there a history of heart disease or several instances of cancer in your family's past? If so, were health problems pervasive enough to end their lives early? With that information, you have the opportunity to address those health problems and their potential of ways that it could affect your life. In addition to investigating your family health history, take an online longevity assessment. There are several listed as life expectancy or lifespan calculators. They will ask a series of questions about your health history and lifestyle and come up with a projected lifespan. There are ways that you can protect your income from being depleted if you have a long-term illness. Talk to your advisor about long-term care coverage. Many LTC policies are use it or lose it. If you don't need the coverage, you may have paid thousands of premiums over the year. Discuss a hybrid policy that can give you coverage that does not waste your investment if you don't need that coverage. And of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
I presume you had a fantastic weekend, Don, right?
Had a very good weekend. Yeah, got a lot done around the house. It felt good. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Today is Columbus Day, you know.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Today signifies Christopher Columbus' arrival to America on October 12th, 1492. Christopher Columbus was long given credit for discovering North America. However, long before Columbus was born, Leif Erikson landed on these shores from Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. Leif. He doesn't get any credit, but there you go. Christopher Columbus. How many voyages did Columbus make? Was it several?
Three?
Yeah.
Or am I low on that?
Yeah, what is
I think it was three.
I don't know.
Well, isn't there some controversy over Columbus Day, don't they? Because, I mean, he didn't discover it. He came here and found Native Americans.
Yeah, there were people already here. There were already been discovered. Or they discovered they discovered him out on the beach. Maybe we should probably.
He was trying to just make it to India. So,
yeah.
So his voyage was a huge failure.
Actually, it was a huge failure. That then eventually that meant all the Europeans started coming in here, and that's our ancestors. And the rest is history. But yeah, this is also, of course, Indigenous Peoples Day and American Indian Day. There are several days being celebrated. And a lot of people think that Columbus, he's a big criminal for opening the door and letting all us Europeans come in here like that. We would eventually got here anyway, right, Ted?
Although it's still very difficult to fathom that everybody in Europe didn't know that North and South America existed.
That's right.
They had no idea.
Till he got here. All right. So what are you going to do for Columbus Day there, Don? You going to go have a pizza or something? Something Italian?
Yeah. It's a big day on my calendar.
I'm sure it is.
No big plans. I think what I'm going to do is go to work, you know.
A good idea. You have any your neighborhood, do they decorate the lawns for Halloween over where you live?
Yeah, there are a handful, and there are some people who go really overboard. There's one not far from my house here. I drive by all the time. It's a skeleton walking its spider.
Wow.
It's pretty good. They put that one up every year. Yeah, that was pretty
clever. People
like
the scary stuff. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Don. Hey, we'll check with you again tomorrow morning, as always. Don Gray,
right.
CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. We had a man killed in an officer-involved shooting northwest of Wichita over the weekend, and a heavily armed man arrested near a Trump rally. Those stories and more coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.